Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of the Passion or the beheading of St. John the Baptist. Interestingly, among the saints, St. John the Baptist is the only saint honored by the Church on both the occasions of his birth as well as of his death. We celebrate his birth on June 24th. Today we celebrate his death, his dies natalis, it is his birth, you know, to heaven. St. John was a true and faithful forerunner of Christ. He was born just before him, and he would also die, you know, just before him. In fact, dying for him as a martyr, as we heard in today's gospel passage. He was already in prison for having publicly condemned the adulterous and incestuous marriage between King Herod Antipas and Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. And though King Herod had a certain respect for St. John, Herodias pressured him to do away with him, and the opportunity finally came about on the king's birthday, when the daughter Salome danced for the king and his guests, and it so delighted them that the king promised to give the girl anything she requested, even to half of his kingdom. So with the mother's advice, she requested the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was remorseful, but overcome with human respect. So he had an officer dispatched to the prison to carry out the execution. Now, admittedly, St. John the Baptist's martyrdom was rather unusual. He wasn't pressured to deny Christ explicitly and directly, but he was pressured, you could say, implicitly and indirectly. He was pressured to deny or be silent about the truth, the moral truth, you know, the truth about marriage, the truth about the king's invalid marriage. And St. John refused to be silent, but rather boldly and publicly proclaimed the truth about marriage while condemning its counterfeits. That marriage must never be violated by such sins as infidelity, adultery, and incest. And that nobody, not even kings, were exempt from the moral law concerning marriage. So we suffered and died for the truth, you know, this truth in particular about marriage, its sanctity. St. John has given us a wonderful example to follow, for we also have the obligation to defend and promote marriage according to the divine plan of God, who is the author of marriage. Beginning with good example in our own lives, you know, marital fidelity between husbands and wives, but also with words, by speaking out, teaching others, reminding others of the true nature, meaning, importance, and beauty of marriage according to God's design and plan, and doing this boldly, lovingly, and perseveringly, even at the cost of ridicule, suffering, sacrifice, and maybe even death, to defend this truth. Today, if you speak out against so many false and invalid forms of marriage in favor of traditional marriage, that is between, you know, one man and one woman for life, you will certainly have to pay a heavy price and suffer for it. But it must be done. True marriage must be defended because the family depends upon it. And society depends upon the family. As Sister Lucia Fatima once wrote in a letter to a cardinal, a time will come when the decisive battle between the kingdom of Christ and Satan will be over marriage and the family. And those who will work for the good of the family will experience persecution and tribulation. But do not be afraid, because Our Lady has already crushed his head. She's already crushed the head of Satan. Are we experiencing today this decisive battle? Perhaps. As today's opening prayer had us pray, may we, like St. John the Baptist, be martyrs for truth and justice, which is to say, martyrs for the one who is the truth and the all-just, Jesus Christ. And St. John the Baptist spoke about marriage in his words, referring to our Lord as the divine bridegroom of his church, his mystical bride. And we close with his words. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. For this reason, my joy has been fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Oh, miserable is all.